This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine and Russia agreed to create humanitarian corridors to evacuate civilians Thursday in a second round of talks since Moscow invaded last week. This according to a top Ukrainian official. A Ukrainian presidential advisor said the second round of talks is over and that, quote, Ukraine does not have the results it needs yet. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Ukraine that it must quickly accept the Kremlin's demand for its demilitarization and declare itself neutral, formally renouncing its bid to join NATO. Putin has long contended that Ukraine's turn toward the West is a threat to Moscow. That's an argument he used to justify last week's invasion. Many Ukrainians have been killed by a Russian strike in northern Ukraine, while in the south, Ukrainian forces are battling Russian troops at the edge of a major nuclear hub, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Ukraine's State Emergencies Agency has said that over 20 civilians have been killed by a Russian strike in the city of Chernihiv, which holds approximately 280,000 people. The mayor of Enerdohar, site of Europe's largest nuclear plant, has said that a battle is raging on the outskirts of the city. Enerdohar is a major energy hub that accounts for about one quarter of the country's power generation, which is Europe's largest. The mayor also warned residents not to leave their homes as a big Russian convoy was approaching the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials with Ukraine's main nuclear regulatory agency says staffers being held by Russian forces at the decommissioned nuclear power plant Chernobyl are hungry, exhausted, and at increased risk of making errors. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken left on Thursday for Eastern Europe to hold meetings with NATO allies and other European leaders in an effort to find a diplomatic solution to the situation in Ukraine. In a release, State Department spokesman Ned Price said Blinken will first travel to Brussels for a NATO foreign ministerial meeting, as well as meet with his European Union counterparts for the G7 ministerial meeting. Blinken travels to Poland on Saturday for meetings with Polish leaders, including Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau, to discuss, in Price's words, further security assistance in the face of Russia's continued aggression. Price said the Secretary of State also will thank Poland for generously welcoming hundreds of thousands of displaced persons from Ukraine and discuss how the United States can augment the humanitarian assistance efforts for those fleeing Putin's war. Later Saturday, Blinken will travel to Moldova to meet with President Maia Sandu, Prime Minister Natalia Gavrilita, and Foreign Minister Nico Popescu to discuss Moldova's efforts to receive and assist refugees and underscore U.S. support for that effort. On his trip, Blinken later travels to Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia to meet with leaders in those countries. Oil reached the price of more than $110 a barrel on Thursday as the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine left energy prices unstable. Western sanctions have stalled the market for Russian crude oil, sending prices into freefall as buyers look for alternatives. Meanwhile, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has prompted automakers, beer distributors, cargo ships, and others to change their business plans. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine's forced a growing number of the world's best-known brands to pull out of that country that's become a global outcast, hoping to maintain their reputations with the public. Harley-Davidson has halted its motorcycle shipments to Russia, saying that its thoughts are for the safety of the people of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin famously rode a Harley on a visit to Ukraine a decade ago. Swedish automaker Volvo says it's avoiding the potential risk of sanctions. Ford is suspending operations in a joint venture on commercial vans. Boeing and Airbus say they'll stop supplying airplane parts and service. One analyst says you basically have Russia becoming a commercial pariah, while another says business with Russia is like going into business with the Manson family, referring to murderous cult leader Charles Manson. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mali says it will pull its force of about 220 soldiers out of the United Nations peacekeeping mission. Sweden will pull its forces out of Mali in June 2023. Marissa Melton, VOA News.